So Portugal and the way it has been dealing with the challenge of energy transition, I think really Portugal has made great progress in integrating renewable energy sources in the energy mix. Portugal has more than half of the electricity consumed in 2023 was generated from renewable sources like wind, hydropower, solar energy. So that's pretty relevant. Also, Portugal regarding the offshore wind and large scale solar projects, Portugal has been pushing a lot, and I would say we are very well positioned to become leaders in the at least in the offshore wind energy. A point to highlight is the electrical mobility, because the country has expanded the electric vehicle chargers infrastructure. I think we can go north to south easily with an electric vehicle. Of course, with some limitations, but generally speaking, it's very good. And of course, this has been contributing a lot in the decarbonization process. Here at Grupo R, the way we are contributing to this transition, this energy transition, we as a consultancy group, our main footprint is on the mobility sector. Since 2 years now, I think all our cars, 100% of our cars are electrical. We have incentives for our collaborators to use public transportation, and we are now preparing an internal platform for car sharing. We adopted after COVID a hybrid work system that allows our people to reduce their travel impact. And of course, in our direct activity, we contributed already in several projects regarding energy transition in Portugal and also with foreign partners. The challenges in the near future, I would say, enhancing the energy storage capacity to ensure the renewable energy is available when it's needed. It's an intermittent renewable energy. And we have also to expand the electrical grid to accommodate the growth of this decentralized energy production. And we have also to address a very, very important problem regarding energy poverty that you are facing in Portugal. So we have to ensure that the energy transition will benefit all the citizens and no one is left behind. And we have to continue to attract investments for clean technologies while we are phasing out the fossil fuel dependence. And of course, this only will happen if we develop cutting-edge technologies to be in the upfront of this energy transition.